Peter Drucker, one of the most influential business management gurus of the 1990s, had a saying about communication. The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. I kept hearing what wasn't said in the parable of the sower as I was studying our gospel reading. In the parable of the sower, Jesus gives us a broad explanation of how he was teaching the good news of the Father by explaining the kingdom of God through stories or parables. Our reading starts with the parable Jesus tells the people about someone sowing seed in a field. The seeds sprout and grow depending on what kind of soil it falls on. The seed on the path are eaten by the birds and never have a chance of growing. The seed on the stony ground sprout, but cannot put down roots and wither. The seed among the thorns cannot grow as it is choked out by the thorns. Only the seed falling on good soil will sprout and grow to be harvested, some yielding 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. What Jesus does not say or talk about in this story is whether or not the seed is good. There's no mention of any bad seed in this parable. I believe that is an important point of the story. The unsaid truth of this parable, the seed is good. Several times since I've moved to Lancaster 8 years ago, I've planted grass and seed mixes of grass and clover, spreading it just like in the gospel parable, casting it as evenly as I can by hand. My wife Darlene and I own an empty lot in Lancaster. We purchased this lot with the idea that we would build our retirement home there. When we bought it, it was covered by weeds, brush, bushes, and several nearly dead mature Siberian elm and Douglas fir trees, all covered by poison ivy. We cleared some of it, but after I caught the worst case of poison ivy I've had since I was a child, we hired someone else to remove the trees and level the ground in preparation for building. We then had this empty, muddy lot. It was early fall. So we scattered a mix of grass and clover seed, covering our planting with straw, and hope for the best. I was reminded of something in casting that seed mix of grass and clover as I held it in my hand. In that seed, we hold life itself. We hold a miracle right there in our hand. That seed is a living link between us and the creation of the world. When our world and everything in it was created and pronounced to be good, we spread the seed of creation upon that ground, and it grew into a living carpet. It has been several years since we seeded our empty lot. The grass and clover have been productive, at least 30-fold. The poison ivy and other weeds on our empty lot have been crowded out. The seed is good. In our gospel reading, between the first part of our reading and the second, the disciples ask Jesus directly, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" Jesus quotes from the prophet Isaiah. "With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.'" When Isaiah made this prophecy, God was revealing to Isaiah that the people were not going to repent to Isaiah's preaching. God was letting Isaiah know that his preaching to the people would result in the people's hearts being hardened. God was letting Isaiah know that the conquest and destruction of the people and their kingdom had to happen as part of their hearts turning back to God. Only after the people had been carried away into exile and returned to their promised land would their hearts also be ready to turn to God. Jesus uses this Isaiah passage to teach the disciples and us that his ministry is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Isaiah. But just because God sent his Son to speak to us doesn't mean that we are any more ready to listen and to see and to understand the word of the kingdom of God. Why speak in parables? There's a creative, playful aspect in the way Jesus uses these stories to illustrate our relationship with God. Jesus is presenting the good news of the kingdom of God in a different way, indirectly. And that approach will make the difference in bringing us back into relationship with God. Jesus uses the parables to engage with our minds indirectly on an emotional level, because we are unwilling to see or hear or understand his message directly. The parable is meant to slip past our conscious defenses and speak directly to the heart, to help bring about a change of heart, a change of heart that will lead to spiritual healing. The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. Jesus is using the parables to speak to our hearts in what he does not say. Psychologists and advertising people have long known that the way to get people to buy into anything is to appeal to their emotions, to those instinctive, feeling areas of our minds. Once a person's emotions and feelings are captured by an idea, that person will then fill in the gaps in the logical, rational areas of their minds. The logical reasons behind a decision to do anything are almost always an afterthought, after we have decided to do that thing we want to do already on an emotional level. With a parable, Jesus presents a situation, a story that demonstrates how good it is to live in the kingdom of God, the seed falling on the good earth and flourishing into an abundant harvest. It is an attractive, feel-good image. The person who hears it is interested. They may later ask a follower of Christ for understanding, which leads their eyes and ears being opened to God's message of redemption. The seed, the word of the kingdom of God, is good. The message of the Christ, that we are all forgiven by our God, and that God's Spirit lives in us, is good. Planting that seed, that meme, that idea of the kingdom of God, spreading the word so that God can work in our lives, is good. Just as in the time of Jesus' ministry on earth, many people will not see, will not hear, will not understand the word of the kingdom of God. They instinctively reject any talk about religion. But the message, the seed is good, can be conveyed without talking about it directly, by our actions, by our lives, by our friendships with our neighbors. We Christians have a great message, a message of hope to a world in despair, that each one of us has that of God in us, that seed, that essence of the divine nature in our being, that each one of us working together in community can bring about the kingdom of God right here and now. Jesus shows us a way in our lesson today how to spread the good news indirectly, emotionally, so that the hearts of the people may turn and be healed by God.